USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House acknowledged that its goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one dose of COVID vaccine by July 4th will not be met. Jeff Zients, the White House's COVID response coordinator, said Tuesday that about 150 million American adults are currently vaccinated, short of the administration's goal of 160 million. Zients added that the administration will now focus on getting younger Americans immunized, pushing particularly for 18 to 26-year-olds to get their shots. And a sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. The bill would have been the largest overhaul of the electoral system in decades, a measure Democrats say is needed as states have been passing their own election reform bills in the wake of last November's election. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of Sudden Death Syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In Sudden Death Syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Health officials are emphasizing the importance of getting vaccinated against COVID as the Delta variant of the virus is now being detected in 20% of tests being sequenced. The strain first identified in India spreads more rapidly than the original virus and is becoming the dominant strain worldwide. Top White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says that areas with low vaccination rates could see local surges of infections because of the new variant.
There will be local type of regional spikes and outbreaks. I don't foresee what we refer to as a surge as we have known it, namely the three major surges that we've experienced over the past year and a half. I don't think even under those circumstances that you're going to see things like 1,000 deaths a day. I think that is a bit much. But there is a danger, a real danger, that if there is a persistence of a recalcitrance to getting vaccinated, that you could see localized surges.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Taliban continue to add to their military victories in Afghanistan as the Pentagon claims the withdrawal of the remaining estimated 3,500 troops remains on pace. John Clemens reports.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in contact with operational commanders in Afghanistan, but the troop withdrawal remains on pace.
It is a dynamic situation, and we've said that from the very beginning, which means that he and the chairman, General McKenzie, are constantly looking at the pace we're going at and the capabilities we have and the capabilities that we're going to need throughout to complete the withdrawal.
Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban were taking place in Qatar, but have stalled. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And a Colorado mayor has tried to cancel the Pledge of Allegiance. Lance Pry explains.
Shane Furman, the mayor of Silverton, Colorado, announced at a trustee meeting last week that the Pledge of Allegiance will be suspended. Attendees had a different idea.
I'm sorry, but the Jews of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd note that that's out of order, and we did have a one-strike policy. I'm not going to ask everyone to leave tonight, but if something like that happens again, we will.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.